This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial for paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain continues today with testimony from an Aurora firefighter who was at the scene, CPR's Tony Gorman.
Daniel DeJesus told the jury last week that McClain was restrained and on the ground when he arrived on scene. He said no one checked the 23-year-old's vitals before he was given ketamine. Paramedics Jeremy Cooper and Peter Chakuniak are accused of injecting McClain with the powerful sedative, which medical expert witnesses say was the primary factor in his death. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
More than a dozen pro-Palestinian protesters were arrested by Denver police Sunday after shutting down a major intersection. The rally was organized by Jewish Voice for Peace in response to the Jewish National Fund's Global Conference for Israel, which took place over the weekend. Allie Cannington was among the protesters.
As a Jew, I feel it's paramount that we show up in solidarity with Palestinians and that there is no way that safety for me means violence for another.
It looks like Colorado will have added more than 64,000 new jobs by the end of 2023, according to a new report from economists at CU's Leeds School of Business. That growth is expected to slow next year. CU economists say inflation will still be a big issue driving the economy in 2024, even though price increases have slowed substantially in recent months. A busy stretch of I-25 will get a dedicated wildlife overpass with money from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Coloradoan reports the crossing will be near Greenland, south of Larkspur in Douglas County. It will connect about 39,000 acres of big game habitat, which officials say should reduce car crashes in that area. There's no date set for construction to begin. This is CPR News and KRCC.